The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, on Wednesday presented the results of a new study of the world's forest resources conducted using satellite imagery. This technology provides updated information on the extent and rate of global forest losses. The figures are based on the most comprehensive use yet of high-resolution satellite data to provide a sample of forests worldwide. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the Assistant Director General and Head of Forestry at FAO, Eduardo Rojas Briales.
Yes, it's a milestone because we have never had a global information about the forest area that was conducted with a single methodology. We had to construct our information in the whole UN system, in the FAO, based on what the countries have provided us with their own methodologies and the correspondent moments they have planned. And then with a back and forth process, we try to harmonize these results and get global figures. But they had as well certain restrictions. So now, thanks to the progress in remote sensing techniques, we could afford to get our primary data on a single base from the world, and even in a dynamic way, so we could reconstruct what has happened from 1990 to 2005. So once stating that this time we construct on own and unique and single methodology data, we observe several issues. Some are very positive, others, let's say, may ask for action. For example, the net deforestation, which is the balance when you lose forest by any reason and you expand forest by planting or naturally, has been reduced 32% to what was recorded on previous statistics. So we have not recorded loss of 7.1 million hectares per year from about 3 billion total forest area, but of 4.9 million hectares, which is a significant reduction, a third less loss than we expected. We have not identified about 9% of the forest we were supposed to find. This is about 300 million hectares. But there may be technical reasons because this, let's say, hole is mainly in the dry part of Africa and Australia. And we have difficulties with remote sensing to identify a very low cover dryland forest. So we hope to improve the methodologies to assure that we get as well this forest on board. The huge reduction of this deforestation is observed in Africa, where most likely very old information was overestimating deforestation based on information of the 70s and 80s that was not of the accuracy of the present one, which is a positive news because that's the region with a lower living standard, with a weaker institutions, with conflicts, and the fact that deforestation there is not as intense as predicted is very positive and gives also some conclusions on the fact that small-scale agriculture, which is the driving force in Africa, is a damage, but it's a damage that can be regrowth once this agriculture is abandoned. Whereas, on the other hand, this remote sensing survey confirms us the relatively bad situation of South America, which is confirmed having a loss of 4 million hectares per year. If we consider the fact that the region is much less populated and food security is relatively easy to assure due to big land availability, is a relatively disappointing figure. And here also remote sensing confirmed what we have had before in information regarding Asia. Asia is the region that now is really growing very importantly, is compensating a part, it's offsetting a part of this deforestation that occurs mainly in South America and to a lesser extent in Africa. We have also identified about 70 million hectares, which is 7% more in Europe, and most likely it has been due to old figures from Russia that did not capture expanding natural expansion of forests in Russia, which is, let's say, a positive news that we found new forests that we are not identified in the past. And in general, all this deforestation, as I comment, is concentrated today in the tropics. The other regions are having progress in forest area.
What does this technology mean for your future work? How significant is the technology for you going forward?
Well, of course, we insist that not only forest area is the indicator we have to follow. It's very important which kind of forest we have, how dense they store carbon, what is their biodiversity, what is their livelihood contribution. So not everything can be captured just by satellite. But of course, a very important variable is the area evolution, the fact that we have opportunities to revert deforestation, as Asia has shown, is quite important because this is a basic information. So the fact that we are getting methodologies that allow in a relatively reasonable cost, this project has cost about $5 million, so a little bit more if we count some in-kind contributions, is something that the world can afford to do every 10 years to review the data we are getting from the countries with much more solid and unique methodology. It's now affordable. In the past, it wasn't. We are nevertheless trying to reconstruct to the past, if possible, with not so good quality satellite images of the late 70s and 80s in order to get a full picture of what really has happened in the past. But we are pursuing this methodology for the future, and we hope in 1 year's time to have the data of 2010 and so be able to release the information in the past as we release our overall forest information system to include this source as well, because it's now in an affordable level. And what I insist very much that we apply, we do this survey in the same moment with the same methodology over the world. Another element I would like also to highlight is that this methodology is as well very cheap for the countries, and we are working with them in order to pass them the results and the methodology so they can intensify in order to so that the results are reliable for the countries, because we just search a regional reliability, not a national one. But they can intensify. Sometimes they have to put 4, sometimes they have to intensify by 4 or by 16, but they're able to take advantage of the methodology and with a relatively cheap investment get very sound data of the evolution in their own in the countries itself.
I wanted to ask you, with this forecast, with what you've been able to see, did you find any surprises that you weren't expecting, countries that you weren't expecting to have losses, or countries you weren't expecting to have such growths in forestry? Was there anything in particular?
Yes, I mean, this result in Africa was really, we had some symptoms from certain national surveys that it was overestimated the deforestation in Africa, but in general, this was has been really a very massive information that we had been overestimating deforestation in the region, as well as in the first time that we have a kind of independent source that ratifies the dramatic turn in Asia from deforestation up to 1990, similar to Africa and Latin America, to impressive forest area recovery that is surpassing Europe and North America in forest area recovery. This was reported by the countries. We had proofs about that, but now we have really this methodology comproving. And of course, the fact that former first Soviet Union and then later Russia reported continuously of a stable forest area has not been confirmed. There are dynamics in the forest area of Russia and the former Soviet Union countries, and these dynamics have brought that most likely in the period of 30, 40 years, this increase of about 10% of the Russian forest has been happening, which is a very positive news that we have in one region quite more forest than we expected.